Thank you for joining. This is David Olive. We will now start the call, and as is our tradition, the call will be recorded and then transcribed so you can refer back and share that with your various groups as we move forward. Welcome. This is the Supporting Organization Advisory Committee ICANN 59 prep call on the 18th of April. We welcome everyone to the call. The agenda is as follows, as you see on the screen, and we did circulate the various proposed cross-community topics, which we'll also show on the screen in a moment, to everyone. There'll be some opening remarks from Nick Tommaso. Unfortunately, Sally Kostman cannot join us today, followed by a discussion of the cross-community sessions and requests by Tanzania. A look at the block schedule, other requests for sessions, and other action items that we'll need to do, finally ending up with a any other business. So if there is no objection to this proposed agenda, we will start going forward, and I turn the floor over to Nick for a few remarks as an opening. Nick, the floor is yours.
Well, thank you very much, David, and thanks very much to all of you for taking the time to join this call today, and in particular for submitting the cross-community topics. It is quite an interesting list, and we have gone through it, and Tanzania is going to be making some observations about the number of sessions that have actually been requested. And then we'll continue the discussion with all of you to prioritize. So thank you again. And with that, I'll turn it over to Tanzania.
Thanks, Nick. Hello, everybody. We have a total of 8 actual topics that were submitted. I'm going to go ahead and go to the first page. But within those 8 topics, due to extended time being requested for some of them, namely for number 2, the cross-community discussion on next generation GTLD registration directory services policy requirements, has requested 2 90-minute sessions. Then, as I think you all know, geographic names has also requested 3 90-minute sessions. So we end up with a total of 11 90-minute slots that have been proposed. It's not perfectly clear if any of the submissions are intended to be conflicted versus non-conflicted. So for the people who submitted these, that would be good to know if any of them are not thought to be non-conflicted. Then also, I want to point out for the first topic and the 6th topic, there seems to be some overlap there. So it looks like for Community Forum on Proposed Fundamental Bylaws Amendments and Rejection Action Petitions, is the empowered community able to exercise rights under the ICANN bylaws? I'm wondering if those could be combined to be one 90-minute session, and I'm going to go ahead and say, let the conversation begin. Thoughts on the topic? I see Katrina with her hand up. Go ahead, Katrina.
Thank you very much. Hello, everyone. Well, first thing is that Community Forum on proposed fundamental bylaws amendments. I think it shouldn't be categorized as a topic. It's more like a community forum or like public forum because this is a requirement in the bylaws. Whenever some approval action is triggered, the empowered community administration has the right to request ICANN to organize this community forum, and EC administration has asked to organize it as early as possible. I think the best way here is to first remove it from cross-community topics because it will make a very bad precedent. It's really not a cross-community topic. It's more like a forum, public forum. So first, let's move it, or propose to move it as early as possible, which could be, for example, block one on Monday. That's one thing. Another thing about that is topic number six. It's completely different. Theoretically, approval action and rejection action get kind of related, but they are different. And this is I'll repeat again. It's a community forum. It shouldn't be a cross-community topic. Okay, thank you.
I see James, go ahead.
Hi, Tanzanika. James speaking, for the record. And to follow up with Katrina's comment, and I know this has been raised in the past, but just understanding specifically what our shared definition and expectation of what constitutes a viable topic for a cross-community discussion topic, when I look at this list, is there anything in particular that doesn't rise to that, that doesn't cross that threshold and either can be merged with an existing topic or can be set aside, not cross-community, but as a separate session, or even can come off the list entirely? Is there anything here that we can identify as low-hanging fruit that that really doesn't fit the bill? And I think you correctly pointed out that the number six perhaps could be an agenda item for number one if we were to merge those two together. I think there was another possibility of, for example, number eight is, while I think an interesting and important topic, I think, we would have to figure out where that fits alongside the development of the strategic plan and the budget and all those other ongoing community projects. And then number seven, Tech Day, is sort of always a fixture that is present at ICANN meetings but runs concurrent to the ICANN agenda, and so I'm wondering if that is necessarily an unconflicted cross-community discussion topic. So just putting that out there, looking at a few items, and please don't, if you represent groups or individuals that submitted these requests, please note that I'm putting the questions to this group, not criticizing the validity or merits of these particular topics. I'm just kind of measuring them up against what we understand these sessions to mean and what our expectations for them should be. Thanks.
Donna, you're next, and then Greg.
Thanks, David. Donna Austin. Just a follow-up from James, because I think, we still haven't agreed on the principles of what cross-community topics should look like or whether it should be unconflicted, things like that. But I also, want to go back to something that I raised on the last call, is that this is a policy forum, so which of these sessions are directly related to policy? And of the ones that aren't policy, is it time critical that the community needs to discuss these in Johannesburg, or is it something that can actually wait until Abu Dhabi? Let's not forget that we get three opportunities a year for these face-to-face discussions. So, of the ones that have been suggested, are there any that can actually fall back to Abu Dhabi? Thanks.
Thanks, Donna. Greg Chatham, please.
Thank you, David. It's Greg Chatham for the record. First, I'll just emphatically agree with Donna. That was my first point, and she made it better than I would have and shorter, so I'll stop. Second point is that we need to focus, I think, on ownership. James kind of noted that he wasn't, you know, trying to, you know, deprecate anybody, not like software, but, you know, in terms of how their, you know, that it was their proposal that he was commenting might not be good. The whole idea of ownership of a proposal has been one of the biggest problems with these topics, whatever you want to call them. On one topic at the last meeting on data protection, it seemed that the moderator was willing to shut down the panel in advance if it didn't seem like the panel was going to be somewhat more balanced than it was. And that was all, you know, that the moderator had to even comment on that shows that our process is not completely what it should be. So I think we need to, if we're going to have any topics at all, we need to distinguish between the idea of proposing a topic and owning a topic, and there should be no ownership of these topics, or else we're just going to end up basically renting out the public forum hall to interest groups for their presentations, and that's wholly inappropriate. I note that on the topic of geographic names, it talks about a skilled neutral moderator to be found. I think these should all begin with a skilled neutral moderator, at least the attempt, if not for neutrality, for balance. So if you're putting this up because you have a point of view, you should expect that your point of view does not predominate, and rather is balanced with other views on the subject. And if we can't do that, then I think we should just wrap the whole topic concept completely and start over again, because this has caused a lot of unnecessary angst, and it has effect afterwards as well. And one of the working groups were, in essence, coping with the after effects of the way that the data privacy forum was put together. So this is not just an issue of meeting planning. Thank you.
Thanks, Greg. Any other comments to the question of James Bladel on any of these should be within or out of scope, if you will, for the policy meeting? Are there any other comments along those lines? I think Katrina did mention that number one might be in a special category unto itself. And is there any comment on that, at least trying to change the numbers one way or the other?
David, it's Donna. Could I just ask a question?
Please, Donna, go ahead.
Sorry, I may have missed this with Tansy's introduction. Are we trying to reduce these 11 down to 8? Do we have 8 sessions for cross-community discussion, and we're trying to reduce this number from 11 to 8? Or are we being a little bit more pragmatic about it and trying to assess whether they rise to a level of cross-community discussion?
So, Donna, yes, if we're going to use the 8 slots that we have on the current block schedule, that's what we would need to get this down to, which sort of makes me want to ask the question for Tech Day. Alejandra, you can probably answer this. I assume it's still going to run all afternoon on Monday. So could we put that, leave that as a standard? It's going to happen no matter what. and get it off this list, since it'll definitely be scheduled.
Yes, that will be correct, Anthonika.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Tansy. So we're back to 10.
We're back to 10.
Okay, so
that's progress.
Yeah, it is progress.
So I guess the next question is, are we going to be pragmatic about this and just try to get rid of another two, or are we going to be a little bit, well, maybe I've got my words mixed up here. Are we just going to try to get rid of another two, or are we going to have a discussion about whether they actually fit a fit for purpose of cross-community discussion topics? And that's not necessarily a question for Tansy and David. That's a question for the SOAC leadership that's on this call. From our perspective, is it easier just to get rid of two sessions, or do we actually go back and have that bigger discussion about what we think the purpose of these discussions are and whether these that are actually on the list fit that criteria?
And again, to Donna's point about is it needed in Johannesburg at the policy forum versus some other time, one could point out the other options of webinars or the like, especially on the data protection element, could be that, since people noted in the chat that there were several sessions on that in Copenhagen, and that could be another option to move that to the other ICANN meeting, or have a special webinar for the community to talk about that and be briefed. Donna, your hand is up again, or is that still from the other time?
No, it's up again, David. So just in response to your suggestion about GDPR, from a registrar perspective, this is time-sensitive, extremely time-sensitive. So to the extent that this could be discussed in Johannesburg, I think we would appreciate it. So, and we do believe that this is a policy-related discussion as well, because of the potential to impact on the RDS PVP that's going on at the moment as well. So I guess from our perspective, we would like to see this stay as a cross-community discussion topic. Thanks.
That's a helpful clarification. Thank you, Donna, and James also in the chat about it being important and linked to some other activities in the policy area of the GNSO in particular, but more broadly to others, I'm sure, in the CC community as well. To go back to Katrina's point about the discussion, or really the empowered communities meeting to talk about their role and their comments, should that be, again, taken off this list but added on as a session in the early part of the meeting? This is a new twist to some of the new post-transition and bylaw matters that we have not confronted before, and it's something I think the chairs have been discussing, and the Empowered Community Administration Committee has been talking about as well. You received some notifications on this earlier. Katrina, your hand is up, and then James.
Yeah, thank you. The idea of the community forum is to discuss particular changes proposed to the fundamental bylaws. It's not to discuss the process or whatever. It's to discuss these particular changes. And according to the Bible, I can have to, well, if the administration asks that, I can have to organize a community forum. Yes, these changes are, I'd say, harmless and very good. But the idea is to practice for some other time. On this really simple case, we practice for something more serious in the future. Thank you.
Thank you, Katrina. James Bladel. James.
Hi, David. Thanks. James speaking for the record, and thanks, Katrina. I think this one is an interesting animal, and I wonder if it belongs on this list at all. I mean, clearly it needs to be allocated time on the schedule, but it's possible, for example, that this will become a fixture at particularly the policy forum, meeting B format, because I think that at a minimum, this group will potentially come together and convene to discuss approval of the budget and the strategic plan. But it could also, it's not outside the realm of possibility to imagine that this group would be annually reviewing some sort of tweaks or changes to the bylaws that would require the empowered community to have some sort of regular schedule. So I wonder if this is something that needs to, A, go through this vetting process, because I don't know that we're all in a position to say no to this particular one. And then the second point just being that, I think that it may become a regular on this as part of this format, and we should probably account for it in that as opposed to, repeatedly making this request.
Thank you, James. A good point about what may be a continuing, a permanent spot for such a meeting should the circumstance arise. And to that extent, your suggestion that maybe this should not be part of the list here of cross-community topics, but should be scheduled separately, according to the Empowered Community Administration Group's suggestions, at the early part of the ICANN 59, and preferably in the morning of the first day, if I understand Katrina correctly, would be the preferred approach. Would there be an agreement on the call to take this off this particular list and say it is of general interest to the entire community and be scheduled at a time if we can find on the block schedule early in the program, preferably in the morning as the organizers have requested, and proceed to go on to some of the other issues? And this may also help resolve the item number 8, number 6, which is linked to that in what might be ongoing discussions going forward on the powers to exercise the new bylaws and the rights linked to that. Assuming that there is no objection to that, why don't we proceed to take the request of the Empowered Community Admin talking about the fundamental bylaws as required by the board action to have approval by the Empowered Community to a special session, as Katrina had noted, on a Monday, preferably in the morning if possible, and move that to the block schedule so we can take this off the list of 11. We had 10, now we have 9 topics to refer to as we move forward. Seeing no objections to that move, I will like to go forward on that.
Consider it done. I have a question for the group. For the geographic names, the 3 90-minute sessions, and the number 2 with the 2 90-minute sessions, are those expected to be back-to-back? In other words, do you want them to be separated or next to each other or over 2 non-conflicted spots on 2 days? Donna, is that a new hand?
Maybe we'll go to Heather, and if Donna is having some difficulties. Heather, would you want to have a comment? And then Mark Cavell is next. Heather.
Thanks very much, David. This is Heather Forrest. Thank you. I can't speak for the RDS group, but I can speak for the subsequent procedures, PDP, which has put forward the proposal for geographic names. I'm not aware of any specific timing requirements in relation to that. Let's say Tanzania's asked, do we, you know, are we looking for back-to-back or separated? I have a feeling the group would be prepared to be quite flexible in relation to that in order to make the 3 sessions possible. So that's my understanding in relation to the timing of that one. I could be wrong. I can't speak for RDS, but at least that's a preliminary understanding. I think we'd probably have to go back to confirm that with subsequent procedures and RDS. So it might be that we need to get back to you on that. Thank you.
Thanks, Heather. Mark, you're next. Mark Cavell.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, David. I wanted to query why there are 3 90-minute sessions on geographic names. Is that because of the number of requests for presentations? It just strikes me as a large amount of time available on one topic. I know there's lots of interest and so on, but it's a lot of time within a short ICANN meeting. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark. Heather or Donna? Donna.
Thanks, Mark, for the question. So, yes, it is a lot of time. And to be quite honest, the PDP working group actually wanted significantly more time, and we've walked them back from that. But if you have a look at the session description, I think you'll understand why we're requesting so much time. So I think you'll appreciate that from a GAC perspective, geographic names is a very sensitive topic. From the CC perspective, you know, they've been working on the CC, their country and territory names working group for some period of time, and we also have the PDP working group that intends to look at geographic names as well. So we do intend to use the 3 sessions to make some considerable progress on trying to come to common agreement on the topic. So that's why we're dedicating quite a considerable amount of time to this topic during Johannesburg. Thanks.
Katrina, your hand is up. Thank you, Donna.
Oh, thank you very much, David. I totally agree with Donna. This is a very important topic for many communities. What worries me, though, is the goal and expected outcomes here. Currently, the idea is to reach some kind of resolution on this topic, but the problem is that different communities have different mechanisms to come to decision and consensus resolutions. Not sure it would be possible, definitely, if we look at peace in it. So I cannot say that those people who will be present and this, during these sessions will have the authority to authorize any solutions that can be developed during these sessions. So that's the only worry we have. Otherwise, it's totally support that there's a need to discuss these things. Thank you.
Okay, I will pose another question. Are there any topics here that anyone thinks should not be in an unconflicted slot that we should be removing or putting into a regular slot on the schedule? We've only got to knock one more down to get to 8.
Alessandra, your hand is up, please.
Yes, thank you. From the list, we have one that says operational side of ICANN ops plan and budget. That can be a non-conflicted one. We can sponsor it in our meeting day, and it's a continuity from another, from the previous Helsinki meeting. So it can be in the block 4, that it's quasi non-conflicted. So people are welcome to join, but if they prefer to be in another meeting, then they could attend another meeting. So it can be in a conflicted block, if you want to call it like that.
Great. Thank you for saving the day. So now we have 8 slots. We need to look at the idea that we put forward last time with 4 slots being unconflicted and 4 being conflicted. From what I'm hearing, I think you all are wanting to go back to the original block schedule where both of those slots in the afternoon, for the most part, were unconflicted. Is that correct? Or are there any thoughts on certain topics that should be not conflicted versus others?
Again, to remind people that many of the working groups sessions are usually in the morning. Is that what you're saying? And thus the afternoon sessions are for the non-conflicted or less conflicted types. Greg Shatton.
Thanks. This is perhaps a slightly different way to look at the question, but I think in terms of conflicted or slightly conflicted, it would be helpful to know if, in essence, any SO or AC in particular opt out of any of these topics such that topics that are aimed at that SO or AC community could be scheduled against that topic. But I think we need to see which ones of these are truly, if you will, community plenary topics, and those that are of interest to several communities, but not all. That might help in the scheduling. Thanks.
A helpful distinction. Thank you, Greg. Are there any that would fall in the category that Greg had suggested? One more community plenary requiring across the community's attendance, or some that just might have one or two SOAC or other communities more interested and that could have less conflict? Heather is also commenting to Farnese about the policy focus of the ICANN 59. I guess that one would look to then the two sessions, both number six, item six and item eight, again, on setting of priorities for ICANN and the empowered communities, more general discussion, it seems to me, of the exercise of rights. Is that more of a community-wide or more specific to just a few? Farzaneh, your hand is up, please.
Hello, Farzaneh Baghdadi speaking. I am. I would like to comment on a couple of things I see in the chat because of my comments that these sessions should be truly cross-community. And we have discussed this before, the session, what are the session principles? And I have raised my concern that when one SOAC submits a proposal, it gets dominated by that SOAC, and they sometimes block participation of the rest of the community. So, of course, they have submitted it. It is their idea, but I think there should be one principle. If a stakeholder group or constituency want to participate in shaping that session, they should be allowed to, and it should not be a last-minute message that if anyone wants to comment on this thing that we have already written, you can comment. It should be truly collaborative. Because it will be, in the end, we are going to face the things that we faced last time and the time before. And, I'm just reiterating myself, and I think there's quite a lot of resistance, yes, of course. And this is one point, and the other point that I wanted to make, which I don't know if it's the time for it. Maybe I just make it at like some other time at the end of the meeting. Okay, yeah, I'm done. Thank you.
Thank you, Farzaneh, for your comment. Back to any the Greg Schatten kind of division of community plenary versus just one or two SOAC groups. The item again, I go to item six and eight, wondering if that can be either combined and or delegated in a certain way. Because this goes to the scheduling. Donna, I think as someone mentioned that I missed your hand, and I'm sorry if your hand is up and I missed you. Excuse me.
Thanks, David. It's Donna. I just wanted to respond to Fasna's comment and just reiterate that, and this is particularly related to the sessions on the RDS session and the geo names. So from a genus or council perspective, we want to use these sessions to encourage other people to get involved in the discussion. And that's so the sessions won't necessarily be developed as, you know, everybody has input to the development of the session, but we would really hope that we do get bums on seats to these sessions so that we can, so that the leadership, the PDP leadership teams can actually engage directly with all members of the community on some issues that have been identified as topical and that the PDP working group wants to work through with the community that exists outside of the actual PDP working group. So I think that's a really important distinction that we need to make, particularly for this policy forum, is that from a GNSO council perspective, as the managers of the policy process, we would like to use these opportunities to get bumps on seats so that the PDP working groups actually have a discussion with a wider community on some of the issues that they are dealing with within the PDP working group. So I just wanted to make that point, David. Thanks.
Thank you, Donna, for the clarification. And we also see the exchange in the chat about the timing of the GEO and GAC drafting sessions, and we'll be sensitive to that. So to review the situation as it stands now, we do have 8 slots and at the moment 8 sessions. The question raised by Tanzanika would be, could be divided into 4 non-conflicting and 4 somewhat conflicting or parallel sessions in the afternoon, or do we want to be a non-conflicted time as Tanzanika clarifies in the chat? Farzaneh, is your hand up? I'm sorry, I'm not seeing that signal, so I don't mean to ignore you, but I can't see if your hand is up in the chat or not. Yes, I'm sorry. Farzaneh, please.
Thank you, David. Sorry, I just wanted to respond to Donna. So, Donna, I understood that, and I think last time we talked about that as well, that these are like the GNSO sessions that will discuss the PDP, and the leaders are going to be. So my understanding now is that the leaders of these groups are going to shape the discussion and the panel or whatever format you have in mind. And I still think that I think these leaders are from various stakeholder groups and constituencies, but I still think that if someone wants to get involved with shaping this session with you, then if you want to call it cross-community session, then I think there should be a way for them to contribute. This is one thing that I want to say. The other thing that I keep hearing, another way of overcoming this problem is that we just change the title of these sessions from cross-community to something else. Doesn't have to be cross-community. And one other point that I wanted to make, and I keep hearing this, that this is a policy forum. This was supposed to be policy and outreach forum. And policy and outreach is very important aspect of the accountability of SONA. And we don't see a lot of time or a lot of even attention dedicated to outreach. Sorry if I'm bringing this up at the wrong time. But we are not seeing that, and I keep seeing that some argue that this is a policy forum. We only talk about policy, and we have half an hour for outreach in the morning. I mean, in the morning at 8, who's going to come to that outreach? This is just, I think, for NCUC, I'm representing the NCUC, so for NCUC, we have an outreach event in Johannesburg, and we are organizing that show. For this meeting, I don't mind, but I don't think it should set precedent that for each policy forum we just kind of set aside outreach or a brush bullet. Thanks.
Thanks, Farzaneh, and I think the issue is with these planning committees that we now have with the SOAC groups. It's for you to make those distinctions, and precedent does not have to be set. It really depends on the issues of the day and the like, and so that's the whole hope. We're trying to have that flexibility for you when you come to a discussion on what is the priority issues at the time, and be it a combination of outreach or the like. We see in the chat, and Vicky talked about four sessions that she had suggested not to be conflicted, and that's a suggestion. Alan Greenberg, welcome, and your hand is up.
Yes, thank you for thank you. I'm sorry for being late. I got pulled away, unfortunately. And I may be repeating things that were said earlier. I've made the claim a number of times that I don't believe sessions should be non-conflicting. I think they should be scheduled early enough so people see where they are and what they are. And if people choose to schedule against them because they believe their community doesn't have a significant enough interest in the subject, then so be it. We're bringing people halfway around the world, and we shouldn't be saying, sorry, you can't schedule a meeting this time if you don't have a particular interest in the one that is nominally, you know, you're supposed to be interested in. So I think that's really important. The second question I have is, do we have committed people to run these meetings and speakers for them? We've had cancellations on a regular basis for high-interest topics, and it really disrupts things if we schedule around them, either if they're either non-conflicting or we choose to non-conflict with them, and then they get canceled. Thank you.
Thank you, Alan. Greg Shatton.
Thanks. Greg Shatton, just a quick point, kind of picking up on both Alan and Farzi and some stuff in the chat. It's all well and good to propose meetings, but we do need to make sure that there are, in fact, speakers and somebody is organizing things. But it can't be a kind of a tent show revival where the plan is to present a single side of a topic and have and kind of jealously guard the podium from those who might express different thoughts. And there needs to be some form of oversight over this and accountability for approaching these the right way. Or else it's just going to be troublesome yet again. I think, however, there is some point in distinguishing between topics where a PDP working group is looking for community input and topics that are being proposed as kind of open forums, if you will. In either case, the organizers should strive for a variety of viewpoints and an open and frank discussion from the podium and not rely on the floor for alternative viewpoints. But I can see some merit to the argument that where a PDP working group is looking for inputs, that they should have somewhat of a hand on the tiller in terms of guiding the session. But again, the rules should be no different. One-sided sessions are something to be avoided at all costs, and I think that if there's no scheme by which they are avoided, we're just going to keep running into that problem. Maybe some people like that problem, but I think it's bad policy, especially for a non-conflicted session. Well, you know, that's the worst part. You know, if somebody wants to put on their own dog and pony show on the side, that's fine, but don't clear the calendar for them. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Any other comments? Tanzanika, do you want to go through a summary of where we are at the moment?
Yes. I'm actually trying to plot these into the block schedule so I can give you guys a view of what the schedule might look like right after this call. I was going to try and do it while we're on the call, but I'm not that clever, apparently.
Well, why don't we let Mark talk, and then you can give you a little more time. Mark, please. Sorry.
Yes, thank you, David. I just wanted to endorse the point that Olof Nordling made about the GAC being in communique drafting session on the Wednesday for that Block 4 slot. We're highly unlikely to be able to field any GAC participation in the session at 3:15 to 4:45. And maybe you were just going to talk on that just now about possibly what the topic might be. That would be useful to know. But it is, you know, this is standard scheduling for us. We have to get our communique together ready for the final day, and that's precious time for us as the committee. Thanks.
Thank you for that reminder, duly noted both in the chat, and thank you for raising it again. Tanzanika, I'm sorry, we turn back to you.
That's okay. So what I think may work, and so I'm just going to put this out there and see if anyone has any objections to certain days for things. If we did the next generation GTLD, the RDS, on Monday afternoon, keeping both blocks together, that's my first proposal, and I'll just keep going until somebody has something, an objection. Then if on Tuesday we put in the GDPR and the first 90-minute block of geographic names, then on Wednesday we do operational side of ICANN's ops plan and budget, and who sets ICANN's priorities. On Thursday, we have the other two geographic names. I'm not sure if, you know, the request was to have one slot at the beginning of the week and the other two 90 minutes at the end. So somebody, please let me know if that's not what was intended. And then I'm missing something. Let's see. Number one, we're going to add to the morning of Monday. And number six would be the one that I am missing. So are there any objections? I got the, I'm not sure if the GAC is happy with the two that I said for Wednesday, going against the ops plan and budget, and the who sets ICANN priorities. any other conflicts with current schedules that you're planning and the days? Because basically what I just read off would mean we've got non-conflicted slots on multiple days, I believe. Mark, I see your hand up.
Yeah, thanks. I said in the chat to Greg I didn't want to stick my neck out, but what you suggested is possibly the one that's going to work for the GAC in terms of the conflict with us on communique drafting, but we'll have to go back to colleagues in the leadership on that point, but it sounds possible. Can I be as encouraging and supportive as that? Thanks.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I will, of course, draft this all out and send it out to you all right after this call so that you can look at it and make further comments on the email list. Any other comments or concerns about the days that things go on?
Could I ask Mark or someone from the GAC putting the special community forum on the fundamental bylaw changes for a 60-minute session in the morning on the first day? Does that have a problem for a GAC conflict?
Well, David, yes, Mark speaking. That is going to be a bit of a jolt to our expectations because, you know, the first session on the first day is when we as governments are really coming together. It's when we really... for example, it's our opportunity to induct new members. We've got possibly new members in Johannesburg. We'd have to check. I'd have to check. I wouldn't like to commit us without
right,
talking
sure.
to Thomas on that. Sorry. I think it's going to be a bit of a jolt to us. Thank you.
Okay. Think of Tuesday. I think there was also a possibility that... from Katrina's discussion, they said Monday or Tuesday possibility, and think of that as well as an option. Just need to try to clarify that.
Yeah, well, Mark speaking again. Yeah, Tuesday I think would be far preferable. Thank you.
That's very helpful, and thank you for that. Tenzing, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Please, you were finishing some
it's
other
okay.
details.
We have... still one slot here that needs to be conflicted in order to get all of these topics in, unless we are going to combine 1 and 6, which I've heard mixed comments on.
One and six could be combined depending on the organizer's view, though they're two different organizers for that, it seems. Katrina, any comments on that? Though they're two distinct focuses, we understand.
Yeah, so would you like me to go through the point why these two should get separate, or
I wonder if you could go through why that should be a separate session, or why it maybe could not be merged into the priorities, possibly, or just, I'm sorry, please go ahead.
Okay, well, one thing is a community forum. It's triggered by EC administration according to the bylaws as a result of changes in the fundamental bylaws proposed by the board. According to the bylaws, this triggers approval action, one of the three things that triggers approval action. And if any event, for example, in this case, the change in fundamental bylaws triggers approval action, then EC administration may request the board, organize community forum. And that's not a cross-community session. It's like a forum, it's like a public forum, but it's a community forum.
Yes.
And during this forum, community has the right to ask questions specifically about the changes proposed by the board. After that, within 21 days, each community has to either approve or reject or be neutral for the changes. That's one thing. Another thing is, that's a relatively simple thing. And then there's a list of other events that trigger rejection action, which is way more complicated than approval action. And for example, I can budget. I can budget triggers rejection action. IANA budget triggers rejection action. And in that case, it's a more complicated thing and judging. I really do not expect a lot of changes in fundamental bylaws, or I do not expect that I can try to sell some assets quite often. There are things that trigger approval, actually. But budgets and other things, they trigger rejection actions. So they are more complicated and we'll need at least 90 minutes to discuss it. And our idea was to have it accumulation, invites other associations that will have to make decisions on rejection actions and participate in simulations. So, for example, there's ICANN budget and then we decide to reject, for example. In that case, the decisional participant that decides to reject budget and needs to seek support from other decisional participants and so on, so on. So it's something completely different and way more complex. So community forum discusses particular changes in proposed to the fundamental bylaw. Rejection action is principle, how we're going to work, what to do, how we're going to act, react, and so on. So these are definitely two absolutely different things, like pairs and key. Okay, a little bit more simple.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you for that, Katrina. I see. And we will try to have the bylaw discussion, item number one, obviously move to a morning session. Tuesday seemed to be easier for the GAC. And still continuing to look at the rejection action process. Alan Greenberg, please.
Yeah, thank you. As I read it, number six is essentially a discussion of, fine, we wrote the new bylaws for the empowered community. Are they really practical? That's how I'm reading it. Is the community actually able to exercise the bylaws, the powers that the bylaws provide? Number one is simply the specific case in this particular one, which I think is going to be an almost non-event in terms of what actions we have to take. When we worked on the empowered community and this community, this forum, it was hypothesized that on some complex issues it might even need to be several days, never mind several hours. So it's going to range heavily if indeed it's possible to exercise the privileges at all, it's going to range very heavily, and I don't think these two topics are the same. But at the same time, I think number one, you know, gathering 1,000 people or whatever the attendance is going to be into this meeting, I think is going to be among the more boring events we could have at the meeting. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Katrina and Alan, for that. I'm now turned over to Tanzanika for a summary and wrap-up here.
So I will, as I said, I will plot all these into the block schedule and send it out to the email list for everyone to comment if there are any conflicts or issues. Then our next call is going to be for the 19th of May. And before then, we're going to open up the forums, the EMS forums, to get all of your sessions in and onto the schedule. So as I said, I will send out a block schedule. Please make comments on it right away if something doesn't look good, so we can get that fixed and allow everybody to be able to build their schedules around where these special interest or cross-community topics are placed. I think that's it. Thank you.
Thanks very much, Tanzanika. And with that, I know we're some minutes over. We're sorry for that purpose. Again, you'll be getting an email from us on the block schedules as well as a summary and the transcripts for this meeting. Please save the date for the calendar of May 19th for our next call. And with that, I thank you for your participation and input, and I wish everyone a good evening, good morning, or good afternoon, wherever you may be. Thanks again. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.